joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning. Roxanne Casey, so we're talking about the ongoing really process here of churches that have to pay the diocese part of the settlement toward the abuse cases, that settlement that was reached for $150 million months ago. And that deadline is fast approaching. Roxanne, thanks for being with us this morning. You're about 2 weeks away from that deadline as we sit here today. And I'm wondering if your parish, or from what you're hearing around the diocese, if anyone's any closer to a decision on whether or not they'll pay.
Well, Brian, thank you for having me this morning. Unfortunately, there's some controversy on should we pay or shouldn't we pay. As parishioners, absolutely no, we should not pay for the settlement. This was neglect, abuse of employees of the Diocese of Buffalo. Why they are reaching down to grab the money to pay for the settlement is just unbelievable. In corporations, you would reach up to settle, to get money for a settlement. Why are they asking us as parishioners to pay for this? I mean, at Our Lady of Perpetual Help, we were assessed at an 80%. 80% of a cash flow, and a true full cash flow, restricted funds. What was restricted funds? Each month, our parishioners, including myself, we would give money towards maintenance, restoration in a separate envelope other than offertory monies. We understand they are taking all our money. There was no restriction of money. The only restriction of money was masses. When you gave money for a mass, that did not get touched. But that's pennies on the dollar compared to what we had in our restoration fund and in our offertory funds. Once we pay this money, we are 100% done. We have no funds left.
Well, Roxanne, what is the amount of the contribution the diocese says that Our Lady of Perpetual Help should pay? And what is your current financial situation?
The amount that they say we should pay is $36,567 and some change. We do not have that amount. We have like $32,000 or $30,000. We have not received a financial report in months there. So this is all by word of mouth through parishioners. So we are shy at least $5,000 or $7,000. Now they are sitting in our church and putting on social medias to, they are asking for funds, pay towards the settlement. Think about giving money towards the settlement because we don't have enough money to pay what they want. So this is just, it's unbelievable. They're trying to close our church. This is, I do believe that is the mission. They're trying to close our church by mandating us to pay 80%. And this was for all churches that were on their list, their recommended list to close or merge. We get assessed at 80%. How could that be fair? If they went according to this scale that they put out there with the amount of funds that Our Lady of Perpetual Help had at in the month of August of 2024, our assessment would have been at 10% according to their chart. But because we are on the list to merge or close, they're telling us it's 80%. How is this just or fair? And, you know, should the victims get paid? Absolutely. We are not against that. They deserve this. What? Just, they're misunderstanding us. We're not saying they shouldn't get paid. The victims deserve it, but not from the parishes, not from the parishioners.
Well, I always like to look at, Roxanne, what the alternative is. It might not be fair, but what could be the other way around this? For the diocese to pay this settlement, to move on with a church that, you know, can sustain itself other than to consolidate a little bit and get money from individual parishes to go toward the settlement. What would that alternative look like?
Well, that is something that the Diocese of Buffalo should be sitting at the table and just be discussing. I'm not here to tell them where they should get the money from, but I'm telling them they should not be looking down at the parishes. They need to look up. They need to look at the estates of the priests that were involved in this abuse scandal. Have they paid anything towards it? Do they have funds? What's going on here? It's just unbelievable, as I stated.
Hey, I'd just be interested to know if you might have known of any. When you say the estate of a priest, I'm picturing that would include like an old Buick and nothing else, right? You take a vow of poverty.
Well,
what could a priest possibly have? But do you know of an estate of a priest that had a lot more?
Well, I know of situations such as that, yes. There are priests that have more than other priests, yes. What do these priests have? I mean, have they looked at that option? This is just so unbelievable. And, you know, my heart and soul is so out there for these victims because, unfortunately, I know two of the, personally, of the victims. I know two of these young men. I mean, this was horrific what they went through. So, again, what is the Vatican thinking about this? It shouldn't be us. It shouldn't be the parishes.
Roxanne, is PETS fighting closure, Our Lady of Perpetual Help?
Yes, we are.
So you're trying to fight closure, and this contribution would wipe you out.
It will wipe us out. So what do we do then? What we should do then is we have six parishioners and we have a certificate of incorporation. We formed a foundation, which is the Heart of the Old First Ward Foundation. It's a 501c3 organization that is set aside to preserve Our Lady of Perpetual Help, to enhance the knowledge, to explore, to develop, to implement the church, the campus programs, activities, to engage in activities. So we have a fund. We have a foundation that we started. This fund is 100% restricted from the Diocese of Buffalo. So what we should do, our parishioners, is we should put money into this incorporation foundation account, for the diocese cannot touch it in the future, and keep our church running. That is what we are advocating. We will have a meeting with the 301 people who have signed the mandate for the appeal to recourse the road to renewal, and we should use these funds to fund our church. And, you know, to get back to what you were saying about the priests themselves, the priests do not take a vow of poverty. So I don't know where that came in, but the priests today, they do not take a vow of poverty. So they do have different assets out there of their own that I'm sure they can touch.
Roxanne, $150 million appears to be just kind of the start of it. A story yesterday in the Buffalo News had that the abuse victims, the settlement now stands at more than $167 million because of mounting legal fees that are really accumulating, already more than $17 million. Could go even higher. Are you worried that the ask of parishes isn't going to end with what you heard of the other week?
Absolutely. And I think that's what they are giving the parishes a false narrative that once you pay this, if you pay what we're asking today, you're free then. We won't bother you anymore. We won't bother you, but you're taking all our money. So wait, what do you mean we won't bother? We don't have more to take. You can't take blood from a stone. What are you doing to us?
Are you planning not to pay on the 15th?
I can't answer that. I'm not the trustee. I'm not one of the people that are asked to sign off on it. So unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that. I just pray that we would not pay it, but I don't know the answer to that.
Well, Roxanne, thank you for being with us this morning. Always appreciate it. Roxanne Casey.